Michigan is one of 20 states that allow philosophical vaccination waivers, and it has the fourth highest waiver rate in the country. Last year, the state legislature decided to do something about that. Parents will still be able to get the waivers, but first they'll have to hear some vaccine science from a public health nurse. Wendy Troot is health officer for the Grand Traverse County Health Department. She's helping to put the new Michigan law into effect.
The sessions are really not to force anybody to vaccinate, but it's to inform them on the benefits and the risks of getting the diseases if they choose not to vaccinate, and make sure that they have valid scientific resources and that they can answer all the questions they have.
I'm assuming it's going to be a one-sided conversation to get them to get to vaccinate their children.
That's Don Pache. He's a chiropractor in Traverse City who's opposed to mandatory vaccination.
I wonder if they're going to do the same thing about people that smoke. You're 18 years old and you can buy cigarettes. Now, but first, you're going to sit down with the health nurse and we're going to have a conversation about the effects of smoking.
Much of the response to the resurgence of diseases like measles and whooping cough is just hysteria, says Pache. He says the government is overreacting to a relatively small problem with a police state action.
To be quite honest with you, I'd sort of like to sit down with one of those people and say, wait a minute here, you know, let's just talk face to face. Let's not give the propaganda and the fake story. Have you looked at the data other than just the talking points that you're being told to tell me?
There's research out there that shows it may be impossible to change the minds of folks like Don Pache. In 2011, a group of scientists tested more than 1,700 American parents, some of whom were opposed to vaccines and some who weren't. They tried a variety of different messages on the parents to try to convince them that the MMR, or measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, is safe and effective. They gave them the science. They even showed them pictures of children suffering from measles, mumps, and rubella. And the result?
We were disappointed to find out that none of the messages about the dangers of the diseases prevented by the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine made people more likely to vaccinate.
Dr. Brendan Nyhan is one of the co-authors of the study. Nyhan says some of the messaging used in the study even appeared to backfire. Among people who held strong anti-vaccination feelings going into the study, the messaging actually reinforced their beliefs.
We were definitely surprised and disappointed by this finding.
Nyhan says that when you have your beliefs on a controversial issue challenged, human nature is to dig in and defend yourself.
And in the process of defending that point of view, they can end up convincing themselves even more strongly of that belief than if they had never been corrected in the first place.
You always are going to have people you're not going to be able to convince.
Wendy Troot again.
We're not going to sit in a session with someone for, you know, 2 hours trying to convince them. We're going to be professional about it, and we are going to try not put them on the defensive.
Troot says the county health department has only done a handful of the sessions since the new law went into effect January 1st. So far, no one has been convinced to change their mind about vaccines. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.